Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. If you think the United States is becoming a multiracial society, think again, says our guest legal scholar Randall Kennedy. We already are a multiracial society, he insists, and have been for 300 years. He makes his case in his latest book, Interracial Intimacies. Not one to shy away from racial controversy, Mr. Kennedy, in fact, articulates ideas embraced by those with whom he disagrees. Why? Because he says that's how we learn from each other, especially about contentious issues like race.
I think it's a value just to show how complicated they are. Because if they're complicated, then we have to talk. Then we have to trade ideas. Then you have to make certain concessions. And it's at that point that we're in dialogue. And if we're in dialogue, we're in a relationship. And if we're in a relationship, that means we are connected. And if we're connected, that holds open the possibility for the very things that I want.
Randall Kennedy is a widely admired legal scholar. Professor Kennedy teaches at the Harvard Law School. His prior books include Race, Crime, and the Law, and Nigger, The Strange Career of a Troublesome Word. With an undergraduate degree from Princeton and a law degree from Yale, he was a Rhodes Scholar and served as a law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. With his latest book, Interracial Intimacies, Sex, Marriage, Identity, and Adoption, Bill Russell and I found a lot about which to talk with Randall Kennedy, and welcomed the opportunity to do so. Randall Kennedy, I have gotten accustomed to thinking that this is a very noisy world, and I'm always delighted when I can find a place that is quiet. Hard to do, but I can do that. I began thinking about how very different quiet and silent are. And some of what seems to have gotten you engaged in both in interracial intimacies and the name of the book that I can't say yet, but you may be able to help me. It seems to me that what you're about has many levels, including to break silence. Is that right?
That's true. The name of the book that I think you were referring to is Nigger, The Strange Career of a Troublesome Word. And this book, in a way, both of them do address problems of silence. With this book, Interracial Intimacies, one of the events that triggered the writing of the book was an episode in a class where we were talking about personals ads and the fact that...
Like in the back of the Village Voice or something?
In the back of the Village Voice. In fact, that's what provoked it. A student had said that he was always against the drawing of racial distinctions. He thought the drawing of any racial distinctions was just immoral. He said it was immoral, illegal, just a terrible thing.
And this is in a law class at Harvard.
This was in a law class. We were talking about affirmative action. And I said, well, let me test you on that. And so I said, but I need to run back to my office. So I recessed class for 5 minutes, ran back to my office, grabbed a Village Voice, came back, and then started reading personals ads. Single, white male who likes playing volleyball and heavy metal music, looking for a single white female between a certain age who likes volleyball and listening to heavy metal music. I said, well, okay, so... Do you think, if you had a friend who put that in a magazine in an effort to find companionship, if you had a friend that did that, would you view that as immoral? You just said the drawing of any racial distinctions is immoral. Is that immoral? The student looked at me and then just didn't say anything. Now, prior to then, we'd been having a rousing discussion, a thoroughly contentious discussion about affirmative action. This student didn't say anything. Then I went to another student, and the class was just mute. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. Here are all these young people, 98% of whom are dating.
And opinionated. They didn't get there by being shrinking violent.
That's right. But nobody wanted to say anything. And I said to them, I said, I find this very peculiar. What we're talking about is making racial distinctions in intimate associations, and nobody wants to say anything. And so I said, well, we'll go on to a different topic, but your quiet on this is interesting to me. Well, it remained interesting to me, and it was one of the things that prompted me to go deeper into this question of interracial intimacy and the anxiety that surrounds interracial intimacy, discussions about it, policy discussions that might be related to interracial intimacy.
I find in my own life, if there's something I can't or won't talk about, that it's a red flag, that it's something I need to talk about, I must talk about. Now, that's just sort of a personal checkpoint with me. But is that an extension of what you're saying?
Sure. I think that, especially insofar as it's a good subject, I mean, it's a subject that you would think would be a natural subject for people to want to discuss. And so when that sort of subject creates this anxious sort of quiet, that's my cue that, this is something to look into.
And this is Randall Kennedy. We'll be back with him on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell is here. All three of us return in a moment. Please stay with us.